Drought brings destruction to East Africa. Stick around to learn what it means for Christians. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Then later, the gospel looks a little different in American Sign Language, but it's equally effective. We'll explain what we mean in just a few moments. First, 5 years of drought have brought a deepening food security crisis to the Horn of Africa. Millions of people across Somalia, Kenya, and Ethiopia are experiencing the effects of repeated crop failures and loss of livestock. Peter Masharia with World Concern says,
there are so many families that have been left their homes, and now they are scattering all over looking for any assistance that can come their way.
In East Africa, the need for food and water dominates World Concern's work.
We do water tracking, where we track water from one source to another.
They provide cash vouchers for food, nutritional supplements for children and nursing women, medicine, and other helps.
We have also been working on permanent solutions like digging wells, constructing water dams to harvest rainwater, and those kind of things. So our desire is not just to help and leave the suffering, but also to have a permanent solution to the problems that people face.
Pray for those suffering deeply from the drought and ask God to bring rain.
I would like those who listen and who hear this message to pray for those who are affected by the drought. When they see things that are happening, let them see them as happening to their brothers and sisters.
Find your place in the story at missionnews.org.
Pray also that World Concern and other people will be able to spread the word of God in such places.
Then, an Israeli strike killed a Hezbollah field commander in southern Lebanon on Monday. It's just one more broken piece in an increasingly fractured Middle East. But beyond today's conflict, Elio Constantine with Heart for Lebanon tells us,
Lebanon and the region is a place where injustice rules, if I may say. It's been like that for years and years and decades and centuries. The cycle of violence, the cycle of hatred, the cycle of despair is never ending.
Heart for Lebanon believes that when a person's relationship with God is broken, it gives the devil a playground that brings injustice. But there is a biblical solution.
The simple answer is restore our relationship with God.
Heart for Lebanon builds trusting relationships with families from diverse ethnic and religious backgrounds. These people have been taught to hate and fear one another, but the team shows them God's love. This has opened the way for many heart-level questions.
When these questions start to be answered from Scripture, it all starts making sense to them that we have been taught that we're enemies, but really, we're not.
Praise God for threads of unity that are taking place. Would you pray for more heart transformation in the Middle East?
So all that work has led to two beautiful worship gatherings turned into churches in the south of Lebanon.
And a brand new feature-length film about the life of Christ debuted last week for select audiences in the United States. Rob Myers of Door International says,
there have been a number of films about Jesus produced over the years. All of them are connected in some way to spoken language. For those of us who are hearing, that's what we're typically used to.
So what's unique about the newest Jesus movie?
All of the content is in American Sign Language. All of the actors who had signing parts in front of the camera were deaf, including Jesus.
The film brought Scripture to life for deaf audiences at the premiere.
The response from the audience has been amazing. Even deaf people who've been Christians for a number of years are remarking how much that movie has impacted them and how they have a different understanding just because they can see, wow, God truly does understand my sign language.
Jesus, a deaf missions film, will be released in select theaters nationwide starting in June.
We're really excited for how God is going to take this movie and use it within the U.S. context and how it may impact deaf people internationally.
Just 2% of the world's 70 million deaf people know and follow Christ. Pray that many deaf will turn to the Lord for salvation after seeing Jesus, a deaf missions film. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. So join us here on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. You can also find us on Alexa, iTunes, or TWR 360. Look for links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.